I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are at least 15 potential bidders lining up to buy the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery in South Philly, which was damaged in multiple explosions and a fire back in June. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
In the most recent filings in bankruptcy court in Wilmington, PES disclosed that it actually gave access to financial and operational data to at least 37 potential bidders. From that group, 15 submitted formal written statements indicating their interest in the huge property. None of the potential bidders was identified. On Thursday, bankruptcy court Judge Kevin Gross is scheduled to hold a hearing to consider PES's request to establish bidding procedures for the refinery sale. The company also wants to expedite the auction process and is asking Gross to set a date of January 10th, but there are objections to that date from a bankruptcy trustee who says the compressed timetable could discourage bidders. Meanwhile, the union representing some 80 workers still at the site for cleanup and to maintain equipment says it got word as many as 60 of them could be furloughed as of December 1st. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.